back to left corner to Aguilar. Aguilar to the left circle. Passing to Yell. A shot. Save made by Aguilar. Rebound. Another shot. They score! The Flames win it! Yeah, baby!
They score!
And the sea of red erupts!
Flames Talk starts now on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Here's Pat Steinberg and Wes Gilbertson.
Well, as we get this hour underway on this Wednesday, December 4th, it's Steinberg and Wes Gilbertson, wherever you get your podcasts from our Groundworks downtown studio. On this Wednesday, it's Four Nations Face-Off Wednesday, and we found out on this Wednesday what I think we were all expecting, but still pretty cool nonetheless, says Flames defenseman Rasmus Andersson will be representing Team Sweden at the Four Nations Face-Off in February. Pat Steinberg, Wes Gilbertson, along with you on this Wednesday. Hi, Wes. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. And now let's say hello to Rasmus Andersson, who joins us on the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline to kick off this hour. Raz, congratulations. I would imagine this has been a pretty neat afternoon for you. How you feeling now that you've had a little more time to react to the news?
Yeah, I mean, I've known for quite some time, if I'm honest with you. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's nice. It's finally official. You know, you get asked quite a bit about it, and so it's nice that it's finally official. And you know, exciting day for my friends and family, and for myself as well. But as I said, I've known for quite some time, and it's just nice it's finally official.
What does quite some time mean? Like, are we talking a week, a month? How long have you known here?
I found out the 19th. Of November.
Okay, so it has been quite some. So how hard was it playing coy when you kept getting asked all these questions about it?
Yeah, I mean, it was, right? And, you know, I obviously told my wife and my parents and my brother and sister. And it was hard. And, you know, I told Husk and Connie right away as well. And I'm just super excited to be named, and it's one of those secrets that was it was hard to keep, but at the same time it wasn't, because it was a lot of excitement there, and you were just kind of waiting for today for it to finally be official, and then you closer it gets, the more exciting it will be too.
So Raz, do you have a better idea now of who can keep your secrets for you? Like, you, it sounds like you trusted a lot of people with this.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, I told my wife first, and then my parents back home, and my brother and sister, and, you know, I felt like I had to tell Husk and Connie, and they did a good job keeping it a secret. So it was, you know, I trusted the right people, let's put it that way.
This is the first time that you have represented Sweden, and we heard you on the Zoom call a little earlier today, but the first time that you've represented Team Sweden since the 2014 under-18s. Like, we're talking about a decade between times representing Sweden. How much more special does that make this?
It makes it extra special, right? And, you know, I explained to you guys earlier why, and so, you know, it's kind of been out of my hands why I haven't been able to play earlier. And but, you know, representing your country, and especially in this kind of event, it's something you dream about when you grow up, right? Play best on best, and to represent your country. And, you know, in Sweden and in Europe, it's a little different, right? You grow up and you watch more national team than you watch NHL. And then, you know, when you get up to your teenage years, that's when you really start dreaming about NHL. But up until that, you know, all you want to do is represent your country. And I still remember the first time I ever got to represent my country. And, you know, I was 15 years old, and it was such a special feeling. And so, yeah, I'm super excited to be able to do that again.
What do you remember about that first time you put on that jersey?
Yeah, I remember the first time the team came out when I was in school, and I knew it was going to come out around, I think it was like 11 a.m., and I told my teacher I had to go to the washroom, and And then I just walked out of the room and with my phone right at, 11 when the team got revealed. And I saw my name and, almost yelled throughout the whole school that I made the national team. And so it brings back those memories from when you were a kid and you dream about playing, against the best people, and to be able to represent your country in such a cool tournament will be unique. And as you said, I haven't done it in a decade. So it's going to feel extra special, that's for sure.
I was going back and looking at that the last time that you suited up in that 2014 U18s. That was a pretty stacked group. What do you remember about the last time that you represented Sweden and the team you played on then?
Yeah, the 96 has always been good in Sweden, right? You have Nylander, you have Kempe, you have Forsling, you have me, you have Marcus Pedersen, Lindblom. Feels like I'm forgetting someone, but we always had a good team. And I played under 18 2 years in a row, and with the 95s, so I think it was six of us from the 96 year who made it. And that's not very common in Sweden or anywhere, really. Mm-hmm. But the 96 year was so good, and so it's always been, it's always been a strong group. And if you look at it today, it's me, Forsling, Kempe, Nylander, Eriksson Ekwist with us, even though he's a year younger. So, it's still the 96. The 96 years, so it's been really good in Sweden.
Yeah, 16 points in seven games for William Nylander in that tournament.
Yeah,
in 2014.
He was pretty good even back then.
Yeah, we're chatting with Rasmus Andersson of the Flames, and in February of Team Sweden at the Four Nations Faceoffs. It's Pat and Wes on Flames Talk this afternoon.
Raz, this is probably a dumb question. Not my first, as you know.
No, you never have a bad question, Wes. Come on.
Can you just describe, because it's going to mean a whole lot more coming from you than from me. Can you just describe why it's so special to wear your country's logo on your chest in international hockey?
It is a dumb question, but it's a great question at the same time.
Well,
because
thank you.
It's hard to explain, right? And The thing in Europe, as I tried to explain earlier, right, like NHL is 95% of the games starts between 1 a.m. and 4:30 a.m., right? So, you never get to watch really live unless it's a Saturday. And even if it's a Saturday, it's a 1 o'clock game here and it's a 7, 8, 9 o'clock game in Sweden. And, if you're lucky, you can watch one game a week. So, you watch a lot of Swedish hockey, the Swedish leagues, and then in Europe, there's a lot of national team tournaments throughout the year. You watch those, and then, you start playing with the national team when you're 15, 16, 17, 18, like I did, and that was always the coolest thing to play for a national team. You get away from your club team to go play with the national team. And it's always a dream for every European to play for the national team. And then, for me growing up, the strongest memory I have is, the Olympics in 06. You have Forsberg, you get Sundin, you get Lidström, you get Lundqvist. You got all these legends who won Olympic gold. And that's something that, stuck with, I think, this entire age group from, the 96 to the 90s, right? And, all of us grew up watching those kind of goals and dreamed that one day it was going to be us who did it. And, now I finally have a chance to play best on best. And, hopefully I put myself in a good spot to make the Olympic team next year.
I was just going to ask you that, how much is the Olympics, because this Four Nations will be talked about as sort of a preview for those teams going to the Olympics. How much is, that opportunity on your radar?
No, I mean, it is, right? And, this is kind of the first step. And then you get there and, you got to have a good tournament. And, there's so many good defensemen on Sweden. So, you know, whatever role they give me, it doesn't matter. I'm gonna, you know, play the best of my abilities and hopefully put myself in the as good spot as possible for the next Olympics.
One picked today as one of the seven best defensemen from Sweden. As you said, your country's been a factory, it feels like, for talent on the blue line lately. What's it mean to be part of that group?
That means a lot, right? And as you say, I mean, if you look at the Swedish D-Corps, it's seven number one D-men pretty much. And, you know, we always have a good team here in Calgary too. So, you know, like the six other guys that are in, on the team, they're all number one D-men on their teams. And, you know, it's such a deep D-core, and it'll be exciting to get to know them and play with them and, you know, see them up close and see what they're doing good. And, you know, you can learn a little bit from everyone. And so I'm just super excited to see them all up close and spend some time with them and, you know, see what they do so well and hopefully learn quite a bit about them.
Raz, you've known now for 2 weeks, so you've had some time to think about this. But, you know, the we haven't seen best on best since 2016. You've never had an opportunity quite like this. A lot of guys your age haven't had an opportunity quite like this before. Have you started to think about, like, what the caliber of hockey might look like and what the intensity level might look like right in the middle of an NHL season? Like, do you have any feel on what to expect once the puck drops in February?
No, not really. I mean, I think, or I know everybody's going to be, you know, fired up because, you know, you got the Olympics a year later and everybody wants to show themselves that, you know, they want a spot on that team. And at the same time, it's a little bit of bragging rights to whoever wins. And, you got that confidence going into, to the Olympics. And, I think it's going to be a hell of a tournament and, it's just going to be a lot of fun, honestly. And, I feel like because it's been so long since we've had best on best, it's, I think, you know, every player wants to put on a show and, I don't think it's going to be any, you know, any boring games, if I put it that way.
Yeah. Have you got the sense, like, talking to whether it be guys in the room or guys around the league, like, do you get the sense there's a pretty good buzz for this event?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, the boys started asking me a couple of days ago if I made it and, you know, they asked, you know, Weeksy and Bax right in it until the end. I know that. And so it's been, you know, it's been a lot of buzz, and I think it's just going to be more and more you closer you get because, you know, it's still 2 months away. And I think it's just going to be more and more buzz you closer it leads up to it. Yeah, I'm honestly just excited to get there, because it's, I think it's going to be a hell of a tournament. And yeah, as you know, too, it's going to be in Montreal and, you know, that building can get really loud. And,
yeah.
You know, Sweden and Canada play each other first game. So that's going to be a hell of a first game and, to kind of set the standard for the tournament, I feel like.
Did you play coy with your teammates too?
You know, I might have told one or two guys on there, and but you know, it's hard to, you know, keep it a secret. I felt like after Monday when the teams were actually sent into the league, I might have told a few guys that I made it, and you know, they were all super excited for me, and you know, I couldn't thank my teammates for this, and I got to thank my teammates for this. You know, they've been by my side all the time, and without them, there's no way I would have made this squad.
We won't keep you for too much longer here, Raz. Just two more for you. First of all, you win last night 3-0 over Columbus, but are you worried at all that Kevin Ball might be coming for your spot on the power play?
Yeah, I had to bring him down a little bit today. He was feeling a little extra tall there at one moment. I had to tell him that, you know, he's a stay-at-home defenseman and let me worry about the offense. But, you know, he's been great. Baller's really been really good. And I feel like it's kind of exactly a partner I need. And you know, he's been awesome. You know, I didn't know he was, you know, that good of a skater. And, you know, his reach is just unbelievable. It feels like he reaches people from across the zone half the time. And, you know, he's got great gaps, which allows me to stay up even more and join the rush. And so he's been really good for us. And excited that he finally got his first goal yesterday. He's had quite a few looks, and he looked me off a few times too. So I had to, you know, set him straight today.
And last one for you, Raz. I know you've spoken a ton about the yesterday, and you spoke a ton leading up to the game Friday in Columbus. I'm just how are you feeling? Like it's been a heavy week. It's been a roller coaster week, and now that Tuesday's behind us and Friday's behind us, and I know you spoke quite openly about how difficult both those games were, just on you personally. Just how are things the day after here on Wednesday?
Yeah, it feels like you're almost, you know, drained on emotions, right? And, you know, at the same time, I was, you know, looking forward to this roster reveals today. But I just feel like almost lightheaded half the day. It's been, you know, it's been a whirlwind of a, you know, the last road trip, you know, first time playing in Detroit over 2 years after the accident, and then getting suspended there, right to Columbus, where, you know, everything around Columbus, and then flying home, Columbus again. So it's been a whirlwind the last few days. So it feels like you're just drained mentally. And but you know, it was such a beautiful night yesterday, and you know, I said it yesterday, but I was the most emotional goal I've ever scored. And, you know, I walked up to the suite after and talked to them, and, you know, they almost thanked me for, you know, pointing at them after I scored. So that meant a lot to me. And, it's been a whirlwind, last few days, but at the same time, you know, I can't even imagine what they're going through. And, so it's been, but I'm, as I said, it's been really, I was really happy that they all came out and they all get to see how loved and loved Johnny was and still is by everyone around Calgary. And so it's just, you know, even though the circumstances sucks, it was still an awesome night. And, you know, my favorite point of the night was probably when Guy stepped on the ice for first star. And, you know, the crowd really got into it, and the crowd was singing Johnny Hockey with a minute left. And, that's the kind of memories I know they'll look back to in a couple of weeks, hopefully, and, you know, just be proud of everything Johnny did in Calgary and how loved he was. And, so I hope they can look back on the trip, and somehow enjoy it as well.
Raz, as drained as everybody I'm sure is today, I think I speak for a lot of people when I say that you and your teammates and your organization should be awfully proud of the support that was shown for that family these past few days and months.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. And, you know, Flames did an awesome job yesterday with everything around it. And yeah, I mean, it hasn't been easy on any one of us. And, as I said, you know, it hasn't been easy for, you know, me, Bax Colsey, who, you know, played with Johnny, and me and Bax, who played with Johnny for a bit longer than everyone else. And so it's been really tough for us. And at the same time, you know, can't even imagine what the family's going through. And but as I said, I just hope that, you know, somehow they can find, looking back at this trip, that it was a really nice trip for them. And the Flames did an awesome job with it.
And Raz, I can say that just can speak for Wes as well. We really appreciate you speaking so openly over the last 4 or 5 days, because I know that has not been an easy thing for you. And so we appreciate that. We really do. Congratulations on being named Team Sweden. Congratulations on the game winner on Tuesday as well. And thanks for doing this today. That was awesome. Really appreciate it, Raz.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
No problem. That's Rasmus Andersson, who is heading to the Four Nations face-off with Team Sweden. He will represent his country for the first time since 2014. It's been, when it's all said and done, it'll be more. It'll be 10 and a half years since he put on the Tre Kronor, the three crowns for Sweden in yellow and blue. And we talked about this being a pretty stone-cold lock. Apparently it's been locked since November 19th.
Yeah.
I give him a lot of credit. Like, he didn't let on very well. He kept it pretty close to the vest. He did not let on to very many people that this was happening. Good job by the Flames.
I overheard him doing another interview yesterday and saying, "Oh yeah, geez, that would sure be an honor to get that call. I hope I make the team." So if you have secrets, Rasmus Andersson's your guy. The man's a trap.
He is indeed. Go ahead, sorry.
In all seriousness, I said this to somebody this morning, and I don't certainly mind repeating it here. I think it deserves saying or, you know, spotlighting. I think what you saw over the past few days was as bright an example of Rasmus Andersson's leadership abilities as we've ever seen in the NHL. Like, the compassion and the maturity and just the way that he wanted yesterday to be all about Guy Gaudreau and the rest of the Gaudreau family. And then, as you said, the comments he's made, the openness about what a struggle these couple of games are going to be, it's been impressive leadership to watch.
Yep. Yep. Agree completely. By the way, Raz joined us on the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline using the same secret recipe since 1975 at 6060 Memorial Drive Northeast. Enjoying the game at home, call for pickup or delivery at 403-248-3344. And on top of that, he deserves to be there. He's clearly one of the seven best defenseman from Sweden, which is, as you called it, it's been a straight up factory at that position over the last 10 years. And, you know, you think about who he's going there with, the guys that were already named, and Carlson and Ekholm, so on and so forth. And then Dahlin. But he's been one of the seven best defensemen year long from that country.
Listen to the names: Victor Hedman, Erik Karlsson, Gustav Forsling. Those were the three that were pre-named. And then today you add Rasmus Andersson, Rasmus Dahlin, Matthias Ekholm, and I knew I'd forget one.
Going to pull it up.
Hang on. Jonas Brodin of the Minnesota Wild.
Yep.
And so you're leaving off that list, Adam Larsson. You're leaving off Philip Broberg. You're leaving off a bunch of, like, they had a riches of guys to choose from on the back end. And not only is it a credit to Rasmus Andersson that he was one of the guys chosen, but it's a credit to him that we weren't today. You know, if you sort of pull back the curtain today at the Saddle Dome, wasn't if Rasmus Andersson's named, will there be a media veil? It was like, yeah, hey, guys, when Rasmus Andersson is named. And it wasn't because we knew the secret. It's just because it was so obvious that he was going to be on the team.
They were still doing a pretty good job.
The
wording was still like, you know, if he ends up, if there is a player named, we'll make them available
via
Zoom.
But you knew, like, as a credit to him, that is a really, really stacked blue line. And he was a lock. Yep. He was, quite frankly, a lock.
Yep, he was, and deservingly so. Congrats to Rasmus Andersson. He's going to the Four Nations face-off in February. He'll be representing Sweden. Michael Backlund, it sounds like, was right there. And if there is a reserve list, And it doesn't sound like there are. Like, we don't know the exact rules on what reserve lists look like.
But, right.
It does sound like Sweden's reserve list does include Flames captain Michael Backlund. But congrats to Rasmus Anderson.
Yeah, he'll fun be talk. Going.
It was. It was. It was good.
And Pat, like, I know he didn't say great question to any of yours, but I thought
well,
some
of
them were okay.
I also didn't go fishing for that either. So you know, like. Congratulations.
Wow, that's quite an accusation.
It's Pat and Wes this hour on Flames Talk from the Groundworks downtown studio, your local experts for foundation and crawl space repair.